This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. The Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, arrived in New Delhi this evening on a three-day visit to India. He was received at the airport by Union Minister for Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, and accorded a ceremonial welcome. The visiting leader is accompanied by several UAE ministers and a business delegation. He will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow and hold discussions on a wide range of areas of bilateral cooperation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar arrived in Riyadh today to take part in the first India-Gulf Cooperation Council GCC Foreign Ministers meeting tomorrow. During his two-day visit to Saudi Arabia, Dr. Jaishankar also expected to hold bilateral meetings with foreign ministers from GCC member countries. Upon arrival today, Dr. Jaishankar visited key cultural sites in the Saudi capital, emphasizing the historical ties between the two countries. In Jammu and Kashmir, political parties have stepped up their electoral campaign for the upcoming assembly elections. Polling will be held in three phases on 18th and 25th of this month and on October 1st. The counting of votes will be taken up on the 8th of the next month. Defence Minister and senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh today addressed a rally in Ramban district. He took a strong stance against the Congress Party's claims to restore Article 370, asserting that as long as the BJP is in power, the article will not be reinstated. He emphasized BJP's commitment to maintain the current status and focus on the significant progress made in J&K under the party's leadership. Mr. Singh also highlighted the transformation of Jammu and Kashmir from a region known for terrorism to one recognized for tourism and development. In Chhattisgarh, seven people have been killed in a lightning strike. The incident took place in Mohtara village near Baloda Bazar town. The victims were standing under a tree amid heavy rain when they were struck by the lightning. A young male patient has been identified as a suspect case of monkeypox or mpox. He had recently travelled to a country currently experiencing mpox transmission. The health ministry informed that the patient has been isolated in a designated hospital and his samples are being tested to confirm the presence of mpox. It added that the patient is currently stable and there is no cause of any undue concern. The ministry further said the case is being managed in line with established protocols and contact tracing is ongoing. Foreign investors pumped nearly 11,000 crore rupees into the Indian capital markets in the first week of September. As per the depositories data, the foreign portfolio investors or FPIs invested 10,978 crore rupees into equity markets and 367 crore rupees into the debt markets, taking the total net investment into the Indian capital markets to 11,345 crore rupees this month. This comes after three consecutive months of net inflows into the Indian markets. So far this year, foreign investors have made a net investment of 1.6 lakh crore rupees into the Indian capital markets. In Asia Cup hockey, defending champions India beat hosts China 3-0 at Hulunbuir today. Subjeet Singh, Uttam Singh and Abhishek scored in each of the first three quarters to secure the victory in India's opening match. India will take on Japan in their next fixture tomorrow. And in US Open tennis, men's singles final will be played between Taylor Fritz and Jannik Sinner in New York later tonight. Fritz defeated fellow American Francis Tiafoe in the semi-final to reach his first Grand Slam final. Sinner, on the other hand, emerged victorious over Jack Draper of Britain in straight sets on Friday. The women's singles trophy was lifted by second seed Belarusian Arina Sabalenka. And in Vietnam, at least 14 people have died and 176 injured after Typhoon Yagi struck the country yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.